to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts, Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smoke & Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
Hey. Howdy, hey, listeners. This is the Double D, which is short for Zigzag. And I think we got the Rufal Z somewhere. Rufus, are you with us, my friend? I can see he still has his headphones on, so let's try taking Rufus off mute and see what happens. Rufus, are you with us?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. How are you, fine sir?
I'm good. My phone's apparently completely fucked up, so I can't use my good mic or my good headphones, so I'm just on speakerphone, basically.
What in the world is up with your phone issues? I know a couple weeks ago you said you were using your wife's phone. Did you have some kind of phone no-no moment?
We switched from AT&T to Verizon, which has been a big fucking complicated bullshit hassle. But in this case, my dog got my phone and chewed the fuck out of it. So
oh,
now
I thought you were
going to
say you can't get some calls.
What's that?
I thought you were going to say he made some long-distance calls. Not that that really matters anymore, I guess.
I don't know. No, he's not even hardly that smart. He's not even smart enough to know that he shouldn't chew on, you know, fucking plastic and glass. So now my phone's fucked. And I hope he can hear me.
All right. So you and your wife are actually sharing one phone now?
No, we have separate phones, but they're both on the same Verizon network, which sucks. Before, her phone was on AT&T. Which you get to way better reception out here, so I would use her phone for the show.
So how many years are you wrapped into this love affair with Verizon at this point?
I don't do contracts. I mean, I can change it any time. I just haven't had the time.
I know you are a busy, busy, jet-setting sort of fellow. Rufus, tell us what's going on in your life right now that's keeping you so busy.
Jesus
Where
Christ.
Where to start? Take your time. I want to call this episode On the Couch with Rufus. So sit back, Rufus. Get comfortable. Put your feet up.
If I get too comfortable, I'll fall asleep.
Put someone on a couch to listen to their problems. Is it so you can eventually have sex with them?
I think psychology was invented by men. Well, Sigmund Freud, right? And he had mommy issues. Or he promoted mommy issues, so maybe he could
promoted.
That's where the casting couch idea came from, was psychology.
It was actually known, it was one time, as the client's couch.
Exactly.
And still is, I'm sure. You know what? It's funny. I would think someone would fall asleep. Like laying down.
I would, for sure.
Yeah, I could definitely fall asleep. I mean, especially talking to someone. You know what? You hear about these people falling asleep like having a massage. Have you ever had a real massage?
I've never had a real massage, no. I'm afraid that I would become aroused and embarrass myself or fall asleep.
That's all completely part of massage, Rufus, is what they tell you. But you know what? I've never had a real massage either, just because I don't... Man or woman, I just don't like people touching me like that. I guess unless you are going to jack me off, just don't even touch me like that. No, thank you.
Me too. Well, I feel like that if somebody's just like groping my body all over the place, but they're not getting me off, then they're just spending their time kind of judging me. Like, God, look how flabby this part is. Fuck.
You're just wasting both your times at that point.
I mean, the only part of me that has a 0% body fat is my penis when it's hard. So don't rub the rest of me.
You know what we need to do? We need to open a massage parlor, right? We just hire one chick because you hear about, like, everybody that's ever had a massage is like, I fell asleep during my massage. You know what I mean? We just have one chick that, like, does such a good massage at first that she puts everyone to sleep so she can go to the next room. While the other guy one guy's asleep and like put one other guy to sleep and just go back and forth like the full hour and actually get paid for like two or three massages while she's only actually giving one.
We could infuse the body oil with like melatonin so it makes people go to sleep.
Just puts them to sleep. Or you know what else you could do? You just give a hand job at the beginning of the massage, and you save like a ton of fucking time.
Yeah, you wouldn't even have to worry about him falling asleep, because honestly, if that happened first, I'd be like, all right, I'm out.
Exactly. You're like, I'm fucking home of the fucking 15-minute massage or the 8-minute massage. Fuck, I bet you could get it down to like 3 minutes.
We'll be the McDonald's of happy endings.
It's a drive-through. They just get your car and you fucking park in the parking lot and they jack you off. Oh, they already have that.
Yeah.
Damn it.
It's like Sonic. They come out on roller skates and just beat you up.
It's like a fucking Fonzie theme jack-off parlor.
Hey.
The Fonz is the pimp collecting the money.
Oh, my God. That's right. We're totally branded that way.
You have a special area where Richie and Potsy jack people off?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's behind the place.
Well, there's like it behind the dumpster. We make it so authentic we put it behind the dumpster.
It's in the dumpster. There's a glory hole in the dumpster.
There you go. We've nailed it. Yet another business plan takes flight here.
Do they call it the sit on it, Potsy?
Oh, my. Suck on it, Potsy.
I tug on it, Potsy.
Oh, yeah. Home of the 50s style 3-minute hand job. We call it strokers.
Oh, my God. Strokers.
What with Arnold's? That was the name of the place on Happy Days.
Yeah, that was it. I like strokers. Strokers, tug and dine. You still get a meal.
Yeah, well, somebody does. That's where the work eats free. Or the workers eat free. That could be like a perk.
That's right. You get a daily infusion of concentrated protein.
Extra. What did you call it? Concentrated?
Concentrated protein, yes.
Oh, my God. Hey, there's a debate on tonight. I don't know if you were aware of that or not.
I just found out before the show, and Jesus Christ, do they have debates? Like every goddamn fuck. It seems like every time we talk, there's another goddamn debate. Are they going to get to the point and fucking pick somebody to do something?
You know what's crazy, dude, is if you watch the Republican debates, no, they absolutely are not going to get to a point. Rufus, I can tell you that much, because they don't talk about anything except each other. They just like cut each other down at a Republican debate. They don't really try to tackle the issues. Here's the two issues that the Republicans have. Immigration, and I can't even think of the other one. Is there another one?
I think the other issue is just, are you Republican enough?
National security, right?
Oh, right. Well, yeah, I guess they go hand in hand, so that's easy.
The war machine, I don't know I don't know how they plan on ever making money if they're getting rid of all the immigrants.
I don't know. You know,
what do Republicans have against the immigrants? Because just thinking about it right now, that's as close as you can get to slavery, almost.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they want that competitive workforce, right? I mean, the idea in a Republican is you want someone to work for minimum wage. Well, you have to bring in people that are going to send their minimum wage back to Mexico.
Yeah, but you're thinking of the Republicans that are rich and in office. They're playing to, you know, the dumbass hick fucking worker that is paranoid and shit. Every one of those Republican rich guys, they employ alien, you know, illegal aliens or whatever.
Oh, yeah, obviously. You don't think Donald Trump has one fucking person on his payroll that's undocumented? Please. I'm sure his personal handjob servant is probably the lady who gives his hair a hand job is probably an immigrant.
I'm sure. Well, hey, they get good, their hands are soft from swimming through the Rio Grande. But, yeah, I mean, they're just – the Democrats are the same way just for other reasons, though. I mean, really, the only honest-to-God fucking dude out there that's like a real guy is Bernie Sanders. Because all these guys are just career politicians, just sort of shitting out platitudes for their fucking voter base that they don't really fucking believe in.
I mean,
and
tell
yet,
me,
you know, you got Bernie Sanders riding coach on airplanes and, you know, driving his own car to work every day.
He's like the Warren Buffett of politicians. You know what I mean? He's just like deep down, there's just a genuineness about Bernie Sanders that you don't get from anybody. But he actually cares about people. I mean, I'm sure Hillary Clinton probably cared about people when she was smoking pot in the 70s or whatever. But then since then, she's kind of turned into this Republican calling herself a Democrat. You know what I mean? Like, she's just kind of like a snake that slithers now and plays the old boys game as good as they do and has just been molded by it. I think you got to be like Teflon to be like Bernie Sanders. He's been doing it how long, and he still has fucking stuck to his convention, no matter, even though he's seen that it doesn't fucking work, the whole system doesn't work. So, you know, he just doesn't give in.
It's a weird miracle that he's even, like, been in the game this long. I mean, people like Hillary Clinton, and fill in the blank with anybody else that's running but that's not Bernie Sanders, they're career politicians. I mean, this their job. They don't see it as, like, helping people. It's just like, oh, well, I've got to stay and do these things if I want to fucking stay in office. Otherwise, I've got to go back to the public sector. They don't give a fuck. But Bernie Sanders seems like he really gives a shit about, like, the people that vote for him, you know?
How can you be a Hillary backer? You know what? I'm gonna include myself in this demographic. I was like for Hillary until I learned about Bernie Sanders. And I'm like, hey, Bernie Sanders is who I thought Hillary was. You know what I mean? He's like, oh, wait a minute. That's what I thought she stood for all this time. Come to find out she didn't, because here's a guy that really stands for shit.
Yeah, I don't know. But good news is really coming up. Remember when we first started talking about him? I think we and a lot of people were like, oh, he doesn't have a shot, unfortunately. Eventually, 3 months from now, he's going to be washed out and the news isn't going to take him seriously or whatever. But now he's, like, really in the polls by, like, you know, legitimate fucking people, meaning, like, people that need real people. He's, like, overtaking and overshadowing pretty much everyone. And even Republicans
are like,
well, this is a real fucking guy. You know, Republicans might not agree with everything, but they get the sense that he's a human being trying to make human beings' lives better.
I know. I mean, are you thinking that we're, like, in for, like, some kind of fucking real change here? I mean, I like to think, as messy as it's going to be, I feel like Bernie Sanders is going to get in there and be like, you know what? There's only certain, like, presidents that you even remember happened, you know, and I'm saying because of the credentials of their job, you know what I mean? Like, Teddy Roosevelt, maybe people remember him because he was, like, a great general or whatever the fuck he did, you know what I mean? But there's just certain people get in there and make a real difference. Like, everybody remembers Nixon for fucking everything up, you know? I mean, that's a difference, if you think about it. Not a difference
that's
in
true.
A good way,
necessarily.
But maybe we're going to see something. Maybe we're going to see some real change in the country. That'd be something. That's all I know.
Well, we're entering into an age where we can't. The status quo is not going to fucking work. With AI and robotics and jobs being fucking displaced, you can't have a president that's just like shovel-ready jobs or saying, yeah, we'll increase, you know, Medicare or whatever, because every job is going to be taken over by a machine or a computer. So we need somebody who understands that despite that, human beings still have to fucking survive and be able to pay for shit.
Right.
So the
entire
fucking economy has got to be uprooted by the roots. And I think he's the only one that could really pull it off in a way that makes sense.
Well, in a weird way, though, he's all about getting back to shovel-ready jobs. I mean, rebuild the infrastructure of the country is what we need to do. I mean, think about what the Army does on a daily basis, Rufus. They go to foreign countries and build roads and shit with our money and our equipment and that are just bombed out like fucking day after day after day or whatever. Bring that shit home and rebuild the roads in America, okay, and then take the shit overseas and rebuild other people's roads. You know what I mean? If we could figure out a way to get the defense contractors involved in making money off building the roads of America, I think we would be fine. I think they'd be like, sure, we're more than happy to fucking do that as long as we're getting rich doing it.
We shouldn't be fucking around anywhere else until we got our shit straight. And the fucked up thing about quote unquote defense contractors is they're not defense contractors; they're offense contractors. We don't defend ourselves anywhere. We just go out and fuck shit up. Nobody's attacking us here. That's defense.
I know that you're a smart guy, dude, but that is fucking. Did you make that up? Because that observation is fucking keen.
I did. It just hit me when you said defense contractors.
Nicely done. That was passion. There was like passion in your voice, dude. That was. I'm ready. Let's get fired up. Let's take it to the streets.
I'm with you, man. I mean, Jesus Christ. Let's get our shit straight here before we start intervening elsewhere. There's nothing we're doing outside our fucking borders. That's defensive. You can't say it's defensive. It's only offensive.
Right.
Or what do they call it? Preemptive?
Yeah, preemptive. Shit. Which is totally offensive. Preemptive is the exact same as offensive. I don't care what the fucking context is.
That's right. Good point.
So, you know what? It's interesting. It'd be interesting to see it play out. There's no doubt about that. I gave money to Bernie Sanders. I did because I'm like, you know what? The whole idea that he can get people to donate to his cause means there's people out there that are listening. I mean, I like to think,
exactly.
I'm Scott Rufus, that I might have talked one or two people into voting for Bernie Sanders. I'm honest to God. And I told my wife to. So I know that now we have three at least.
What was that? You broke up. Sorry, it's my phone service.
I said I'd like to think that I have talked two or three people into voting for Bernie Sanders. Then I said I told my wife to, so I know that she'll vote for him too. Because she always does everything that I say.
Well, as a good wife should.
Right. I mean, what are we, animals?
Of course not.
I mean, think about the regal cat, dude. The male cat gets to sit back and chill while the female cat goes out and, like, hunts and cleans babies and stuff.
That's true.
If anybody's listening, it's just, that's me quoting Rufus from a couple shows ago. So send all of your hate mail, care of Rufus, Hypersloth.me.
Oh, good save.
He wants to hear all about that. Yeah, I can't believe you said that kind of stuff a couple weeks ago, Rufus. I was a little
taken aback, no doubt. Well, I do hate women and think they're inferior to men, even black men.
That's, and then, you know why? It's funny, is the government totally agrees with you.
That's true.
So do most businesses.
And most religions.
Strange. And most religions.
I must be on the right track.
How can you be wrong? You are absolutely 100% right. You know what? You've just converted me. I now hate women and think of colored people as lesser as well.
Nice. It feels good, don't it?
You know what? I feel like a whole new person right now. I just feel better. I feel better than other people.
You're part of the elite now.
I've made it. I'm the top 1% of the one, the less than the 99%, right? Didn't we agree on that one time? Whatever that would mean.
I think we did. Hey, speaking of 1%, did you play the Powerball, the $1.6 billion jackpot Powerball?
I did. I must say that I did.
Did you win?
Since I didn't win the big jackpot, I haven't even checked my 30 tickets yet. I'm like, fuck it. Who cares now?
Dude. I haven't played the lottery in probably 10 years, except for like a scratch-off ticket that I get in a stocking stuffer for my mom. And I'm like, okay, goddammit, I'm going to buy a ticket this time. I swear to God, I just got a quick pick. The wife got it. We got
right.
a quick pick.
70% of people win with quick picks.
One of those quick picks, I'm serious, dude. Two of the numbers were right on, and the other numbers were literally like two away. I should get something for that.
You know what? Let me explain to you something about the lottery, as it were, and getting five out of six numbers, because I did get five out of six numbers before. on the Indiana lottery, right? This is a couple years ago. And yeah. I was like, fuck, man, that's got to be. And the lottery was like $3 or $4 million. And I got 5 out of 6. What kind of winner do you think that is, Rufus? What is, you know, that first of all, the odds are pretty great of not, you know, that seems like 5 out of 6. That's tough. That's fucking tough.
I'm guessing you probably got a coupon booklet to the convenience store where you got the ticket.
They sent me a bill. They sent me a bill for the paper that the ticket was written on.
You owe them money. That's hilarious.
You know what? I'm sure in some kind of weird fucked up tax way, I did end up owing them money at the end of the year somehow for somehow my taxable income was up $400 that put me in some new fucking bracket that caused me to overpay them like $800 or $900 in taxes. So I won $1,100.
That's it?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I thought like that's gotta be worth like $50,000. Nope, $1,100. And guess how much I got to keep? I actually got a check for $677.
What, after taxes?
Yes.
Jesus Christ. But you did a smart thing, right? And bought more tickets with that money.
Dude, you crazy? I didn't take it all at once. They're paying me out of installments for 30 years.
You took the 30-year annuity payments on $678.
I can't be trusted with over $600 in cash. I'm probably in a grave right now.
All of your quote-unquote friends and family would be clawing at your door.
Oh, my God. You think I would tell anyone I fucking won that $677? No fucking way, dude. Not the people
not
I know.
Your neighborhood. Jesus Christ. Good move. Good move.
Yeah, well, like I said, the good news is when I do get the $22 check every year, they've taken out an additional like 3.5% for taking care of my money for the year.
Oh, sure.
But I feel like that's entirely worth it.
You should put that right in a Roth IRA.
You know what? I should put it in a Roth IRA, and then I should try to take it out early and get penalized.
You should.
That as well. Let's figure out how many ways I could get penalized and the bank gets to keep all my fucking money.
Well, we don't have to think about that. They think about that for us.
I deposit it, and I'm sure they would have to hold on to it for a certain period of time to make sure that it is real solid money that they can see in an account on another screen than the one that they're looking at.
Sure.
And that makes it legit. I got a question for you. I watched Morgan Spurlock's An Inside Man. You know what? I used to hate Morgan Spurlock, but I'm like, this guy's making shows about shit that I would ask the exact same question.
Yeah, I like him. Overall, I like him. I think he misses the – it's a love hate. Overall, I do like him, for sure. I like him as a person. I think he gets a little over – zealous about certain things sometimes, but
you know what?
Like
and
that
you're hitting the nail right on the head because all I can think about is he was. I didn't like how obnoxious he was in Super Size Me, but that was like probably too easy of a thing to make if you think about it.
It was, and I think somebody even made a documentary opposing that, and they kind of called him out on all the bullshit that obviously it's not healthy, but it wouldn't be that bad for you. And he was really just going to jump on a bandwagon to make some money.
I've been doing it for 30-something years. Look at me. I'm a fucking picture of health.
You are. You're a very large picture of health. How many canvases?
You know what?
Picture?
Open up your favorite giant dictionary, and there I am, picture of health. Mostly my swollen genitalia. Speaking of which... You know, New Year, resolutions and whatnot. Any resolutions, Rufus? Did you come up with any?
Yeah, I've already burned through them, though. I already gave up on them.
Yeah, one was drink less. So you set yourself up for failure right out of the get-go. That's why I don't challenge myself to those sorts of I don't want to. I know I'm going to fail at something like that, so I don't even bother doing it. But, I get on the... I'm going to get in shape. I've been feeling... You ever, like, go weeks on end and just feel weird? Is that just me?
I've gone weeks on end feeling weird for about 812 weeks, yeah.
Right. I mean, it's like every day I just feel weird. Not every day. That, you know what? Maybe if it was every day I wouldn't notice. But just, like, occasionally I'll just feel really fucking weird. And it's not from smoking weed or being hungover or, you know, taking any drugs or anything. It's just like I just fucking feel weird. And like, I don't know if it's stressed out or whatever, but I just feel fucking weird.
No, I get that a lot. And it's not – it's coupled with a psychological thing, too. It's not just like you physically feel weird. You just kind of feel out of place, right? Is that right? Like you're like, what?
Yeah.
I'm like
yes,
the wrong
exactly.
planet or the wrong – I've been dislodged from the time I should be in, but you can't put your finger on it.
I'm getting to the point where I think standing in the line at the grocery store is giving me fucking anxiety.
It should.
Because it's people's stupidity that makes me fucking insane. And let me give you a point here. Yesterday I was buying my lottery ticket, right? And there's probably, I'm at 7-Eleven, and there's probably 20 people lined up for fucking lottery tickets, okay? And there's two people checking people out. Well, the one lady decides to go on break while there's 20 people waiting in line, except she decides to help her friend who is trying to load probably some bogus fucking gift card, and they're having trouble doing it. So people are like, you can feel the tension in the air. You know what I mean? But I was with that tension. I'm like, are you kidding me? They got 20 people waiting here right after work to fucking get their what they think is their winning lottery ticket. And, you know, every time someone hears 1 second go by, they're just like, oh, my God, that could have been my winning numbers coming through the computer right then. You know what I mean?
Right.
Does that make sense? Because I'm sure it's just some random number generator that's always clicking and changing numbers. You're like, man, if I would have... How would you feel if the guy in front of you won the fucking lottery? And he cut in front of you?
I don't know how I would know, but I would feel... Why can't I feel that way now? Because I missed every number but like one. So I'm
well, you
do
feel ripped off.
You find a hobo or something.
Well, I'm just kind of surprised that all the people that didn't win haven't started looting in the streets yet. Kind of seems unjust.
Should. This is unjust. This is America, damn it.
Well,
everyone should win
wrong.
The lottery.
You feel wrong. I feel wrong to buy the machine that sold me the ticket for, I would say, fraud, obviously. I invested my money in what I thought was a valid plan to invest. I would be safe, you know, and they just let me down.
Those lottery machines are made by the same cheats that make voter machines. It's all rigged. And slot machines.
You know what? That's not even funny. Because where I used to live in Indiana, one of the guys that worked for the lottery commission fucking tricked the lottery into 7 times friends and relatives of his won fucking lotteries, like over $500,000. Seven times. Yes.
Really?
Yes. Yep. That's honest to God truth.
Oh,
so he's going to get like 3.5 months in jail, I'm sure.
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah. You know what's? Remember the other day we were talking about that guy Randall, the magician, or what do you call himself, the amazing Randall?
Yeah.
Well, remember I was telling you how he, like, this guy Ron Popoff, right, was like a preacher back then? And he kind of exposed him for what he was. Lo and behold, Rufus, I'm watching, like, flipping through the channels at, like, 2:30 in the morning because I haven't been able to sleep lately. And sure enough, this guy has his own show still, and he's selling people what he calls his miracle water. Okay? And on this...
Okay.
I want you to Google it right now. Because... He's selling miracle water, and I swear to God, on the thing, he's like, it will take away your financial pains and shit like that,
what?
Or drink miracle water, and it will help you to walk, and it will relieve sores from the inside of your body. I mean, he was saying everything from financial shit, dude. It was like, drink this water, pour this water on your car's tire, and it'll fucking pump itself up. You know what I mean? It was like, it was that ludicrous. And
oh,
it was $25 a bottle.
You know, on the one hand, I think you're a despicable human being if you're trying to pull that shit off on people. On the other hand, if you're a grown person and you're falling for it, then that guy should get rich. I mean, if you're that fucking dumb that you're going to put miracle water in your tires and think it'll make you more money, you should be buying all the miracle water you can fucking spend your measly scratch-off ticket winnings on.
The sad part was that I think he believed it. I think he might have fucking believed it.
No, okay, that takes it to another level. If he really thought it was miracle water, that's intriguing. That's a diverse study.
It comes out. It's a miracle water that comes out from a tap in downtown Los Angeles near the railroad track. It's
Jesus
definitely miracle
Christ.
Water.
Was it built into the vagina of a Mother Mary statue or something?
Oh yeah. Well yeah. Actually, it comes out of his it's a thing that pisses. It's a statue of his wife crouching and pissing into a vessel that he takes it from. And she was there too.
Oh my god. Oh well, there you go.
They're good people. They're
insane.
Good people.
You're trying to help the people. Oh. Trying to help them.
I mean, I'm dead serious about that. You know what? I have to Google. I'm pretty sure it was called Miracle Water. I wrote it down in one of my notebooks here, but I've started like 9 notebooks. Have you ever done that? And I'm like, which one is the one with the good ideas? And then I start going through them. I'm like, God, none of them have any fucking good ideas in them. This is terrible.
No, that's true. I've done that. Most of mine are online. I have like the notepad document open like all over the place. And I'm constantly like pounding out brilliant ideas. And then I look at them later and I'm like, oh, jeez.
Here it is.
It
is called Miracle Water. Here's one. Miracle Water 70% off is one of the sponsored ads. I shit you not.
Oh, my God.
He calls himself, Peter Popoff, the controversial televangelist who amassed millions from a prophetic anointing that was later revealed to have come, at least in part, from information fed to him by radio from his wife. Remember, we talked about that, correct?
Yep.
Is now hawking baggies of miracle spring water that promises to rid its drinkers from debt. So it is basically all about debt. Oh, my God.
How could it possibly do that? Like, how does drinking anything, even if it can make you live forever, what does it have to do with your fucking finances?
This thing was an infomercial. I thought maybe it was an infomercial. All right, here it goes. In the electric infomercial about the miracle water, which Popoff provides for quote-unquote free, several of its sippers swear by its potency and report hundreds, even thousands of dollars of debt being canceled by the water's power. This lady right here is Gloria Freeman. Guess how much money she got after you prayed with her and sent her the miracle spring water. How much did you get? Prompts an excited host in the infomercial. $23,000, replied Freeman. Delirious. From applause from an awestruck crowd. Oh, my God. When you don't have that in your wallet, $11,000 might as well be $2 million, said Popoff. Wow.
Wow.
I can't believe that. No. You're right. If people are falling for that, they can fucking have it.
That's called evolution in practice. You know, if those people want to be that fucking dumb and gullible, let's let them do what they want to do, and we'll all be better off because of it. I'm on the guy's website right now, and holy shit, he's got pictures of him, like, preaching or proselytizing or whatever to, like, looks like 10... 20,000, 30,000 fucking people.
Oh yeah, it was
crazy,
dude. He's pretty. One commenter on the video identified as Miss Swagga Loves You noted 3 weeks ago that I sent off for that crap a week ago. It came today. I threw it in the trash. The stories I've seen seem like witchcraft or wicked nonsense. Oh my God, that
Good
is crazy.
Lord.
You gotta be. I don't know.
Related, I made a note about this. Not about this specifically, but of course, David Bowie died like yesterday.
Correct.
Or the day before. Fucking terrible. I mean, I wasn't like I wouldn't call myself a Bowie fan, but I kind of, I'm aware of how badass he was. He was a cool dude and had a good sense of humor and was a good actor. And all the music that I hear on the radio, I've always liked. So I've always liked David Bowie, even though I wasn't like a fan.
Right. I'm with you.
But on the 700 Club, what's-his-face, Pat Robertson, like yesterday, said that David Bowie didn't die. He was kidnapped by demons summoned by rock music to play music in hell.
Oh, my God. Really? God, I'm so glad to know that he's still alive, dude. So he's still alive?
Yeah, he is. He's playing changes for demons in hell, for Satan.
Dude, you know what? I bet he's dressed like his character from that movie Labyrinth. Like wearing like a rat fit vest and stuff. Cool. I'm glad he's still alive. Woo! How does Pat Robertson know? Because Pat Robertson's pretty much fucking Satan.
I don't know. Pat Robertson's kind of weird. He's looking like a, almost like a Yoda, on fucking heroin these days.
You know what? That guy is so twisted that how does he get away with like saying the crazy shit he says? I mean, what do you say that was a metaphor? I mean, was that his idea of a metaphor or not? Did he actually believe that?
It didn't sound like a metaphor the way he was talking about it. I think his legitimacy, if you want to call it that, is just grandfathered in from, you know, times before people could think for themselves and had the internet.
How is he still alive? It's like all the people that listened to him died like 30 years ago, didn't they?
Yeah, he's 85.
You know what's crazy?
Apparently.
The whole idea, America's got these like hand-me-down politics. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, I'm a fucking Republican because my mom and dad were Republicans. I mean, how much of a fucking middle midget do you have to have that kind of fucking attitude?
God damn, that's brilliant, dude. Hand-me-down politics. Hang on, I'm writing that down.
Thank you. I just thought that could be my oppression or aggression quote for the day. I think we made seriously good quotes today. Good work on that, Rufus.
I think we have, but I think you're right. I mean, I think you're absolutely right. And this shows that really illustrates how politics has become more like a religion than like a thought process, you know? It's like, well, I'm Republican because all my friends are, and I've always been, or I'm a Democrat because all my friends are, and everybody else has been. Nobody just fucking, like, cleans the fucking screen and just thinks about shit and analyzes things as a human being. It's always this filter of, well, I'm supposed to think this about that, so I do.
Well, and see,
man,
the problem with that is that the world fucking changes, but politics somehow...
Right.
Don't change. So it's like, hey, maybe 50 years ago being a Republican would have made sense, right? But the world has changed so much that, all right, it doesn't make sense anymore. You can't live your life like that. You know, you have to give it up. And, okay, maybe 50 years from now it'll make sense again. I mean, I don't know. But you just can't be stuck and say, well, we're just going to wait it out. I'm just going to fucking wait it out
right.
for my lifetime. Maybe it'll change for the next lifetime.
Exactly, exactly. And I think it's aggravated by constant fucking media and the fact that corporations are involved on both sides of it. I mean, you almost can't get away from it.
No, you definitely
can't. You're bombarded at all times by Democrats saying this, Republicans saying this. They're wrong. They're right. You never have any chance to just take your breath and be like, let me analyze shit for myself and really know what's right. It's all become a fucking game.
I've just seen so many things. I don't know if I'm seeking them out or they're seeking me out or what, but so many things about how now or, you know, forever big business does dictate fucking politics, period. You know, it used to be like a metaphor that, oh, yeah, you know, big alcohol, tobacco, and drug companies, they run the government, ha, 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 ha. You know, everybody's laughing to like, fuck, this is the real deal. They really, really fucking do, and they're not even trying to do it behind the scenes anymore.
No.
You know, they're out. They're the only people that are giving politicians money. And if you don't think you instantly feel like you owe somebody something after they give you money, That's total bullshit.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, if you're a politician and somebody gives you what we both learned this watching the Koch brother movie or whatever, that the Koch brothers can't give directly to a politician more than $2,500.
Right.
But they can give an unlimited amount to, like, a media company that wants to promote them. And so
just one that they come up with. They just come up with those.
Yeah, those weird fucking ads. But even if you're a politician with even a fraction of decency, but somebody's given you $10 million, your decency is fucking gone. You're going to be like, well, I kind of owe these guys to say what they want me to say. It's terrible.
Yeah, right. Well, and, you know, they got me elected. So here I am. I'm just part of the dirty club now. You know, I just want, I guess I play the game. Because who cares when you get to the top or whatever, you're not, people forget where they came from for sure. Like I said, they should make people sign some kind of agreement that when you're running on so-and-so fucking platform, you have to at least attempt to get that kind of stuff worked through in the government. You can't just say, okay, you know, fuck this. Because watching this thing the other night, the people who write all the bills for fucking all that stuff that goes through are the lobbyists, word for word. They write the bills, bring them to the elected officials and say, here's our bill. And they do that because they know exactly what they need in that bill. And if they relied on the government to ever get it right, it never fucking would.
Exactly. I mean, look, you're a businessman. If you're pitching a bid on a contract for some RV dealership, and he said, look, I promise I'm going to make you this fucking badass flyer that's going to show everything that you guys are awesome at. I'll make a video, whatever. And they said, okay, cool. So they hired you. But then some competitor of theirs came to you and said, look, we'll give you $10 million to make them look bad. You couldn't do that. But if you're a politician, that's exactly what you do.
I wouldn't say I couldn't do that. Now, let's not get crazy. Have I signed any paperwork with the first place yet or not? There would be my question. Have I taken a deposit? Till I have a deposit, everyone is free to be hacked upon for the right person.
Okay, that's right. Good point.
You know what?
Good
point. Let me explain it to you. I don't want to do it like that, but to pay my health insurance, I have to. I don't have a choice.
Yeah.
They bring the worst out of me. Everything goes to the highest bidder. I mean, that's how capitalism works.
And politics.
So what? Let's talk about some. How did we talk about New Year's resolutions and we got there? Oh yeah, that was what I was telling you. So anyways, I decided I'm going to get in shape. Right, been feeling weird, so I'm like, every time I feel weird, I do two things: I give blood and I start to exercise more. So I decide I'm going to exercise more. I get on the treadmill one day, and I wake up in the morning, and, like, my knee hurts, okay? I'm like, well, that sucks, but maybe I'm just sore. You know what I mean? So I'll just walk it off, blah, blah, blah. So I get on the treadmill the second day, and I wake up the next day, dude, and I can't barely fucking walk on my knee.
Holy shit. God damn.
Oh, my God. I never have had fucking pain like that, and I was so convinced, you know, of course, what does any logical person do when they have an ache or a pain somewhere in their body? What's the most rational thing to do at that point?
I ignore it myself.
Say you have a shoulder ache, and you spend 12 hours in front of the day in front of the computer, what are you eventually going to do?
If I have a shoulder ache, I'll aggravate it so much so I can pinpoint where it is, and then
I'll Google it.
I can't use my shoulder.
You'll Google your said pain, obviously, and I know you're guilty of that.
True.
So,
I am.
Like, my knee starts hurting on Thursday, really bad, dude, and I'm not kidding. It really was hurting bad. By Saturday morning, it's still hurting, and I've convinced myself that I have to have fucking surgery on my leg. Right. And, so I'm in a bad mood because obviously I know deep in my heart I have to have surgery on my leg. And then I wake up the next day and the pain is gone. Thank God. But have you ever felt like that? You're just like, you know, I'm like, really? Now I have to have surgery on my leg too? Isn't life hard enough for me? surgery too.
No,
I know how women. Now I know how women feel.
But I know what you mean.
I mean, you've ever had, you've had the surgery to remove that thing from your head, correct? Was that the only surgery you've ever had?
Yeah, I've had two surgeries. That one to remove the thing from my head. I don't know if I'd call that a surgery. I mean, I was wide awake and took pictures of myself for it.
Would you call that a lumpectomy?
It was a lumpectomy. I wish it would let me keep it, man. It was pretty cool looking. It looked like a big sort of like a big cocoon of, I bet there was something in there, man. Probably
I bet there was. I bet. I wonder what really was in there. Maybe it's like a some kind of in the womb. Maybe you had a twin brother that you were eating up by your brain or something, and finally it freed itself from your skull.
Dude, you know what's hilarious is before I had the surgery, when it was like getting bigger and bigger over the years, I would tease my wife and be like, I bet it's I absorbed a twin in the womb, and it was probably some teeth in there or something.
Don't worry, dear. I just have a tooth sticking out of the top of my head. Completely normal.
That might be pretty useful.
Useful? You can open beers with
horn.
It.
I did call it my horn, and that would freak my wife out. She'd be like, don't call it a horn. Like, it's my horn. I'd be like, touch my horn. Touch it, please.
Did you ever masturbate her with your horn?
No, but it I think it had some of my twin's foreskin on it because I could masturbate the horn.
You actually had to, it was super sensitive. You had to get a little rubber for it.
That's right. I would like
my horn. I have a feeling if it was super sensitive like that, you probably would have masturbated her with it.
Every time I put a baseball cap on, I would jizz in my pants.
Whoa, and you got rid of it? The hands-free jizz? Fuck, dude, you can't get rid of that that horn.
I wanted it to graft it on my penis so I'd have like a super penis.
A penis and a half? Would you have it sticking out of the head? Like have it sticking out of the head of your penis?
To be honest, it was larger than my penis.
Tell me the truth. Did your penis head actually have a little thing sticking out of the top as well? Oh, wait, that's probably a wart. Never mind.
Yes, it is. It's crusty. It feels weird between my teeth.
Totally natural. It's all part of nature.
STDs are natural, man. Man didn't create STDs. Nature did.
That's right. That's why they're so hard to get rid of. Nature's good.
Right.
Nature will play tricks on you. God, I saw this disturbing thing about bees. Of course, it was that stupid Inside Man, I think, about how all the bees are dying.
I've seen this too, yes.
Man, what a fucking ridiculous... What? Really, you have to ask yourself, okay, obviously it's DuPont or Dow that sells this awful chemical that is killing all the fucking bees, right? How did you see how this insecticide operates that they use? Do you remember that part of it?
I didn't see the Inside Man episode you're talking about. I saw an entire, like, two-hour documentary about how the bees are getting fucked. So I know what you're talking about, but I haven't seen that Spurlock show.
Well, the abbreviated version, which I'm calling the Spurlock show, because he probably watched
the two-hour thing that you watched and then turned it into a one-hour thing that I watched.
Mm-hmm.
But they show you how these insecticides work. That they put the insecticide inside. It's called nicotinia, right? And they put the insecticide inside of the, like, say it's a tomato plant, inside of the seed. So when the plant grows, right, it's poisonous. Basically,
yes.
If a bee goes and bites off of the plant, it'll die.
Right.
But it also is poisonous to human beings, and they've outlawed it in every country in the world except the United States.
Well, of course.
How do we even call ourselves, like, the leaders of the fucking free world? We're, like, fucking the dimwits of the fucking free world.
We are infants with way too many fucking baseball bats to swing around, man. We don't know what the fuck we're doing, period. In the documentary that I saw, it highlighted like bee farmers. What do you call them? Beekeepers. They had bees, and their bees were dying off for no fucking reason in America. And so they all went to France, because apparently France dealt with this like 20 years ago. They noticed that bees were dying off and crops were dying off because of it. And they had like riots in the fucking streets and like people like bombarding the fucking French government buildings to get the shit taken care of because it was decimating crops. And still, this documentary is like a few years old now, and still, you know, obviously we're losing bees and America's still stupid.
I know. What the fuck? I mean, not only are we losing bees, we're poisoning our own people. I mean, ourselves. I mean, it's not up to me and you. That's the fucked up part, dude. It's not up to me. It's not up to you. It's up to Dow Chemical. You know, and when are they going to lose it? There is no such thing of a huge corporation. They don't ever do the right thing. Have you ever heard of, like, a giant corporation doing the right thing?
Never. You know what's funny is I've seen commercials lately for Monsanto, and apparently Monsanto, I don't know enough about them to really buy into this wholeheartedly, although it might be true, but they're the most evil fucking corporation in the world.
They are.
Especially when it comes to like creating food and stuff. But I've noticed that there's been like pro-Monsanto commercials on, and even just seeing the commercials without knowing too much about them, well, they seem really insincere and like they're trying to make me believe.
You know what? I've seen those commercials too.
I shouldn't even have to worry about it.
And anytime, I swear to God, anytime you see something like that, all of a sudden I'm seeing all these Monsanto commercials. I wonder what's happening. Blah, blah, blah. And then like 6 months from now, you'll read in the paper like Monsanto killed 40,000 babies in a hot tub of oil that spilled in a, you know, some kind of plant somewhere around the world. And they're like, get 6 months to like soften people up with these ads.
Right.
You're like, oh, they're not so bad. I saw their commercial.
Oh, yeah, we killed a bunch of babies, but look, we make corn chips.
Right, we make corn chips with just a little more pesticide in them. So you're getting more for your money, really.
Yeah, but I think what I saw about them is they have, like, which is weird, they have, like, patents on seeds. So, like, a farmer can't grow a seed unless he pays Monsanto for it. And, of course, they gouge the fuck out of him. I don't know, man. We're in interesting times. But,
really? You know, it's funny you say that. Interesting times. Technology is supposed to make everything so much easier, but, fuck, how many times has it made your life actually way fucking harder?
Certain
aspects of your life are easier, yes, as far as shit goes. But, I mean, as far as working on a car goes now, you can't grab a fucking wrench and crank on your fucking car, you know, if it's built after, like, 1985.
Absolutely not.
I mean, think about it. You're like, all these fucking plastic motherboards and shit running your car.
Especially since all that, a lot of technology nowadays has what they call, planned obsolescence. I mean, they build in the software to degrade so that you have to buy the next device. I mean, your shit's going to break. They know it. They make sure it's going to happen. So you have to get something else.
You know what? Remember Cash for Clunkers?
Remember that whole
Clash
for Clunkers? They're trying to, well, think about what they were really trying to do, Rufus. Was get cars that you can fix yourself off the fucking road. Like, you know what?
Yeah,
we don't want cars that you can go down to fucking the local auto zone and buy the part for and fix yourself. You got to get wrapped up into a new car that we're willing to give you $500 towards the purchase of a new car.
That is an interesting theory, man. I like that. Wow.
You're really getting
this night. I mean, I'm sure you read every day a headline about self-driving cars are coming. Self-driving cars. You won't have to drive.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, so now I have to buy a self-driving car? I mean, what if I don't want to
spend money
on a self-driving car? Are they
cars? You're getting way ahead of yourself. You need to buy an electric car before you can buy yourself a damn self-driving car, all
right? Oh, that's right. It, that's right. I've got to buy CDs before I can buy MP3s. I've got to spend the money on the
machine
stuff.
You've got to walk before you can run. You don't have the smarts for a self-driving car. I'm going to tell you that right now. You don't got what it takes. Well, you think so. Till you try to, like, program it.
Dude, I have to say, I'm going to try to get positive here a second. I just think this is pretty cool. I'm gonna try it, man. I saw something really fucking cool that was debuted. It, like, exists now. And it was a four-propeller quadcopter drone, right? But it was, like, big enough that it had a cockpit that you could get in. And you could hook it up to your phone or your tablet, and you'd tell it where to go, and it would fly you to where you want to go. So instead of driving from here to Fort Smith, you would get into your little quadcopter, boop, 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 and it would fly you there without you having to do anything. That's cool.
How high were you off the ground?
I think it said maximum 10,000 feet, but for most trips, it was like 3,000 to 5,000 feet.
God, are you enclosed in like a capsule?
Yeah. You're sitting in like this nice, comfy chair with your tablet in front of you.
Hey.
And there's no controls. You don't do anything with it. It's got an app, and you tell it where to go, and it just takes off and goes there. And
what if
it
the
really
goes down? What happens if the GPS goes down?
But it comes with a Swiss Army knife. So no matter where you land, you're going to be fine.
Wait a minute. My last question. Do you have to wear a helmet?
It's optional. It's an upgrade. The helmet's
so the law is not requiring you to wear a helmet yet. Because it will, I'm sure. As soon as Bell Helmets hears about this, they're going to try to pass some law saying you have to wear a helmet inside of your quadro clone dropter, whatever the fuck it's called.
What's funny is it does have an ejection seat. If things go bad, it does have an ejection seat. It just shoots you out.
Are you being serious or not? It's drop you out like the bottom of it. You know what I saw? Speaking of this,
what?
I saw a guy that had put 52 drones together to fly himself.
Good.
Have you seen
the
footage of that? Now, that is something to behold. He got, like, they didn't show the whole thing, but he was, like, 2 feet off the ground at one point, and it looked terrifying.
Sure.
There's a guy on a budget.
Yeah, I've always wanted to, like, fly, like myself, and I've even looked up kits to, like, you can buy a kit to build your own little one-man helicopter or, like, an ultralight.
Right. You know how many magazines I bought with planning on ordering the kit for the fucking helicopter you can make yourself? I would love to see if anybody actually made one of those and flew it around.
Me too, but I used to see a lot of the ultralights when I was a kid growing up. Somebody somewhere had one. I always see it. They look like go-karts with fucking wings. And I'm like, man, that is fucking badass. And then,
twice a year where I live, there's people that die fucking flying ultralights.
Well,
twice
a
year,
go.
I guarantee it.
What a way to go. I'd rather go crashing an ultralight than, you know, dying
into a bank
from
trees.
It being
from cancer.
As long as I can fit a six-pack, well, not six-pack, maybe a 24-pack on an ultralight, an ultra Bud Light, then I'll be all right.
I'd have to assume that most of these guys that crashed these ultralights have probably had 12 or 18 beers before they get up in them. I think you almost have to. I don't think I could get in one without a 12-pack in me, probably. What do you do if you got
either
a piss?
You just hang it over the side, I guess. Don't put it in the propeller.
You know, I knew a guy that had an ultralight, right? His name was Ron Sweet. And we used to go over to his house when I was, like, just graduated high school and get high. He was a friend of my friend's, well, who was my friend? The guy who lived across the street. You know, we grew up, like, families together, but they were friends of his. We're going to take him to the VIP. Can we take him to the VIP, Rufus?
Yeah, for a bit. I got to piss like a racehorse, but let's do it. We got the music?
You know what? Why is that one always so... Here we go. We're going into the VIP now. Not letting me stop the music. Not letting me stop the music. Hey, so anyways, his name was Ron Sweet. We used to go to his house. We called it the Fun Farm because he had a bunch of abandoned cars out there, and we just smoked weed. You know, when I first started smoking weed. Well, he used to go up in those ultralights and all that shit and ride motorcycles. Like, live like a dangerous, I don't want to call it a rock and roll lifestyle, because probably that's more dangerous than any rock and roller would ever do. You know, I mean, these guys are like, I'm rock and roll, I'm fucking dangerous, like, sit around having manicures and shit all day, don't they, usually?
Well, I'm just thinking, Ron Sweet and the Fun Farm, that's got to be a movie or something.
It easily could be, dude. You know what's funny, is I learned a lot of shit over at the Fun Farm, as well did my friend Gene, because he was, like, probably 5 years older than us. So, sure. You know, he had a job and shit like that. But he was like a guy that did all that shit, and poor guy, just died in his sleep. And I thought to myself, what? He wasn't old or anything. Yeah, he just died in his sleep. They think he had sleep apnea, more than likely. And he wasn't fat guy either. But you're just like, man, that's just kind of a letdown, because Ron had to really hate that, I bet. I think Ron would have been like you. He'd have rather gone out fucking in a ball of flames. You know what I mean? Just some people just have that attitude. Me, I'm just going to whimper into thy good night.
Well, I think most people are like me in that they say they want to go out in a ball of flames, but I'm like you. I'd rather just go to sleep and then be it. Then have a good dream before it.
A good dream, yes. And probably not have to take a pee.
I don't want to die... with a strenuous pee waking me out of a bad dream.
You know, I do not want to die with a piss boner. No, sir. I refuse to die with a piss boner.
You know what? You know what I wonder that terrifies me is they always say these people die in their sleep, die peacefully in their sleep. Well, how did they not know that they just woke up in a fit of panic and physical agony for 10 seconds before they died?
Oh, you know that they do. You know that they do. I mean, I'd have to think your body's response, even on probably some kind of level that is so subconscious, is fucking tense up and, you know, try to fight it off or something.
Mm-hmm.
I think people say that when, like, the person's been prescribed some kind of super heavy narcotic, you know, like they do for hospice. It keeps, like, people tame until their body just gives out, but it's just too, it's so doped up, it doesn't want to fight anymore, which I guess, sadly enough, hospice is our idea of euthanasia, but it's like, make you hang on. You know what I mean? It's so weird, because obviously the drug companies are making a shitload of fucking money in the healthcare industry.
Oh, yeah, and the hospice
companies. Don't even let you fucking die because it's too profitable.
You can't just grant everybody the ability to be like, kill yourself at any point and we'll help you out. Because sometimes people are just in a rough time and don't get over it, especially young people.
Terminal illness.
Terminal illness, severe fucking disease. If you're like, I don't want to fucking hold on and deal with this shit, then you should be able to somehow do it in a dignified way that's painless and comfortable.
In other countries, they do that. I mean, we need to be looking to, like, Finland and Sweden and those fucking countries that don't have wars with anybody, and you never hear about having wars with anybody because they're busy taking care of their own fucking people. You know what I mean? You're like,
video.
You never hear about Finland in the news. Oh, that's because Finland's totally boring and it's a great place to fucking live because they like the people, you know?
That's right. The reason you don't hear about Finland in the news or Sweden much is because they got their fucking shit together. They don't want to they're not participating in all this stupid fucking bullshit. They're just like, let's take care of ourselves and our people, and we'll all be good.
That the sad, here's the fucking sad, why, I don't know why the Denmark wouldn't want to declare war on us, or Iceland, or any of those countries, because when we went through the financial meltdown, when they were packaging all those subprime loans, right, and selling them to hedge fund stuff, the hedge funds were selling them to, like, Denmark and other fucking countries. So when all that shit took a shit, like, their whole economy took a fucking shit over them. That's why, like, world economy. That's why we say world economy. But they're like, no, American fucking economy fucking everything up.
Oh, you're making me depressed about America again. But it's justified.
I know.
America's the fucking...
I just fucking might. No, you know what? I'm going to stay here
teenagers.
Like and be the thorn in America's side. I'm going to make a shirt that has a picture of me poking America in like what looks like the bottom of its foot, which will actually be Texas, right, in the shape of America, and I will be the thorn in the foot of America.
Right.
Does that make sense?
It made enough sense that I agree. Is all I ask.
I just want our show to be the thorn in America's side. We can just like run a promo. The Hypersloth Happy Hour, the thorn in America's side.
Wow, that's good. I'm going to jot that down.
You like that? Those are free tonight.
I do.
Those are all free tonight, baby. It's been quite a show. Lucas, we've covered a lot of topics on this show. Would you agree?
Yeah, we might have to rebrand this show like a political, socially, cultural kind of show. We do it in a fun, amusing way, I think, though.
A rational man's social commentary with humor. And
there
a sprinkle of
damn.
Marijuana and beer. And just a smidge of counterculture, which we just call being different and normal because we're not retarded. And by retarded,
yeah,
I mean slow in making things to happen, not what people like to assume is retarded, which is retarded people.
Well, I consider everybody except for me and you to be counterculture.
I agree with that. I would definitely agree. I'd like to say we're the counterculture because we are differentiating ourselves from them. Because we don't want to be like them. We're just superior. We're both white American males. How much?
Right.
I mean, how many? What is the percentage of people in the world that we are superior to?
The percentage that we're superior to?
Yeah.
Well, that would be like 99.8%. Presumably.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be up there. It's got to be. And you have hair. So you're superior to me because you have a full head of hair.
Yeah, but you have a sharper wit. So it balances out.
You are. It's a razor sharp. Always has been. You know, I like to think that you helped train this razor sharp wit. I like
to think
I've had it molded me into being the person I am. So
absolutely,
I want to say thank you, Rufus Laskowski.
I'm telling you for real. It's the other way around. Trust me.
No. You're not as cynical as me. You were still looking for the good part in America. I'm going to definitely have to beat that out of you.
Okay. Well, it won't take a lot of beating.
I'll massage it out of you. The hard way.
Will it have a happy ending or a sarcastic ending?
Only time will tell. Only time will tell.
What would a sarcastic ending be at, like, a Japanese massage parlor? They just make fun of your ejaculate.
Jack you off but don't finish you. That's the ultimate in fucking sarcasm.
They just shrug their shoulders and leave.
Think about it. You're going in. Now, this is completely hypothetical. You're going in to get a hand job. I mean, do you want to make a bunch of fucking smallpox? And wouldn't you just be like, let's just fucking get to this already? I mean, why do we, let's not act like we both don't. My personal opinion was if she didn't start jacking me off right away, I'd be like, so is she going to jack me off or not? Wait a minute. I'm not really getting a massage, right? I thought I was getting jacked off.
I would think no small talk. I mean, I want less small talk than when I see the dentist. And
right.
I don't want any small talk there, but they insist upon it. Be like, look, just do your fucking job, clean up, and let me go back to work.
Can you? You know what? Have you ever been out to eat and you ask the waitress, and this probably has never happened to you, but forever, when me and my wife were just dating, every time we'd go out to eat, we'd like go to a bar or a restaurant or whatever and be like, ask the waitress, like, how are you guys doing? Oh, we're doing pretty good. You know, how are you doing? And someone says something like, oh, my boyfriend's been beating me up for fucking 3 months, and, you know, I just lost custody
yes.
of my kid. Car was repossessed. Have you ever had
yes.
that happen, or has that happened to me?
I can't think of what happened, but it happened recently. Where, yeah, some waitress, you're like, hey, how are you doing? And she's like, well, you know, it could be better because of blah, 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 blah.
Right. You know, I go out to dinner to get away from my own problems. If I wanted to think about my problems, I would stay home.
I'm here to eat food that's better than I can make. I don't want to hear problems that are worse than I have. Shut your mouth.
Well, and here's the deal. Do you think that that's some kind of maybe a tipping strategy for someone?
It is.
Because some reason I'm always like, I don't want to tip them as much because I didn't want to hear about their problems in the fucking first place. So now you get a crappy tip.
At that point, you're an enabler. If you tip them more, you're enabling them.
You're exactly right. I'm like, you know what? Maybe she doesn't need to have her car back. Maybe it's not about getting Roy out of jail. You know what I mean? I mean,
exactly.
She's making poor choices with
my money. That's right. You should recommend, you should say, can I speak to the manager? And when the manager comes over, be like, you should fire that bitch. She needs
you
to toughen up.
I guarantee you that someone has probably been fired for that. Wouldn't you think?
I would hope.
I don't know. Can you fire someone that just poured out their life story? Because, you know, they pour that shit out all over the fucking staff, I would imagine. Nothing like drama at the workplace.
Oh, yeah. That's what makes work fun.
You know what? Some jobs I used to, like, look forward to going to work, but that doesn't happen anymore, ever.
No, me either. I work from home, and you're self-employed.
Right.
And it still work
yeah.
sucks. Your work always sucks.
Yeah. How was your presentation the other night? That sounded like a pretty big gig you were doing. I hope it turned out well for you.
It wasn't that big. Apparently, I made a bigger deal out of it than I should have because there was no back and forth. I just sent off the presentation, and the email back that I got back was, sounds good, let's do it.
Right. I can't even tell you how many times I've done that. Someone made something out that it was going to be like 10 times bigger than, I mean, apparently they thought it was going to be because I thought it was huge. And then they're like, yeah, take like 2 seconds look at it. I'm like, yep, okay, good work. Quite the letdown.
I was like, we're raising the budget from basically nothing to like a few thousand dollars a month. And I'm like, oh my God, I got to plead my case. I got to show some graphs and pictures and shit. And
right.
I literally got like a one-line response. Sounds great. Let's do it ASAP.
Yeah,
I guess I did my job, but I kind of expected
exactly
some pushback.
Marketing.
Huh?
I said, they're going to up their AdWords and all that kind of stuff. What do you do to market something like that? Is it like the normal channels?
No, I don't. AdWords and PPC is not my deal. My deal is all organic search. And so I came up with a big plan that costs a lot of money.
So how does organic search cost money then? How do you like? Because I guess when I think of organic, I think, you know, organic meaning stuff that happens naturally. So how would you spend money to make organic search? I know you probably don't want to talk about this, but I'm a little curious if you don't mind.
Yeah, well, when you search in Google or Yahoo, you have two kinds of results. The shit that's paid for and the shit that's not
right.
paid for. And typically people trust the stuff that's not paid for because they trust the search engine to give them the best result. And there's many ways to influence that by man, I could go in for another 2 hours. But a lot of
no. You can give me the brief synopsis. You're already over my head.
So basically, you got to create a lot of content off of your site that links back to your site, because one of the huge algorithms that Google and everybody uses to judge whether a site's worthy based on a certain idea or keyword is how many other trustworthy websites link back to it.
Right. I remember you telling me this once before now.
Right. So a lot of the budget is going into, like, outreach to blogs and websites that are, like, very well established and have lots of following to write about us and link back to us. So when Google finds them and finds that article, they think, oh, wow, this big website that we have a lot of faith in is linking back to this other website, so that means this other website must be very important. So we're going to rank them higher in search for this term. But you got to pay writers, you got to pay blog owners and website owners to do that. And
so it's kind of like politics, really.
It's like politics. It's like politics if you're competing against a robot, because Google is not a person. It's an algorithm. It's very odd. It's hard to measure.
Sounds
for sure.
Sounds like I'm going to leave you in charge of that, because it sounds like you're very good at it. I will, we're going to have some kind of small budget meeting in the near future. Obviously, I'd like you to put not a small presentation together, but something that I don't feel like you put together on the just in one night. You know, I'd like to see some PowerPoint or something if you get a chance. You can just throw something together over the weekend. What do you think?
About what? RVs?
No, I'm just fucking kidding with you. No, Hypersloth. Hypersloth and 420 products. We're going to need a small plan, obviously. But I'm leaving you in charge of all that.
Your tone of voice put me on guard. I was like, I felt like I was like groping for a PowerPoint in my pocket. I was like, okay.
I'm sure. You know, I have PowerPoint on my fucking iPhone. How exactly pointless is that?
That's incredibly pointless.
I mean, really, I'm like, it's just something that takes up fucking space on my phone, of course, and I don't want
and
there.
Nobody, I don't care what your job is, nobody should have PowerPoint on any of their fucking computers. You should only, like, need it when you need it and be like, how the fuck do I get PowerPoint? There's no other reason to have it except to impress other people. You don't need fucking PowerPoint.
You know what? I hate it when these guys will send me a PowerPoint and be like, hey, can you make something like this? And I look at it, I'm like, yeah, if my fucking third daughter who's in the third grade could. But they're like, yeah, it looks awesome, huh?
It looks awesome, huh?
I'm serious. Dude, I'm everyone I work with, of course, they all think that they're graphic designers. You know what I mean?
Oh,
and they have
course.
This vision in their head that they can't get out of their head because it makes no fucking sense to anyone but them. And you're just like, what the fuck? Let me do my job, please. I don't blow dealers.
All right, I got to run, man, because my bladder is about to bust up through my neck bone.
All right, Rufus. Hey, sorry about Tuesday's show, but look, we have to tell people we're going to have to start doing the shows on Mondays and Fridays now. Are you down for that?
I'm totally down. I think that's a good plan. I like bracketing the weekend. You start the weekend, you end the weekend with Hypersloth. I'll just have to update the boundaries and stuff. No big deal.
We could do like a weekend update of stuff that happened over the weekend. And then amped up. This is what we'll do, dude. We'll do like an amped up show for the beginning of the week, and then on Friday we'll complain about how shitty the fucking week was. What do you think?
I think that's a good idea. And we can touch on points from the Friday show.
You know what? Let's get into a regular show format, too, dude. I'm really ready to do all this shit now. I really am. And I know I say that every week, but I only feel good about it when I'm not feeling weird. So when I'm feeling good about it, you know, I'm not feeling weird, which is good and not weird.
No, I agree. I mean, we should take it seriously if we're going to take it seriously, for sure.
Yes, we have to. We have to start now. And I know a lot of it is my fault, and I'm getting it taken care of on this end. It's just... You see what I deal with every day. I have 40 bins.
All right,
Rufus.
Come on.
Until next Monday, then, right?
Yes.
Yeah. See you Monday, folks. All right, Rufus. Take care. Have a good week. End.
You too, man.
I will do that. I'm going to play a little music here, folks. This is Beer is Food. Get ready for the weekend. Hey, you know what? Let's make it a tradition to play Beer is Food every Friday night at the beginning of the show.
I think that's a good idea.
All right. Adios, Roof.
Later.